Oh, that the Lord will help us to keep our eyes at all times on the Lord Jesus, the third party in the fiery furnace, always with us, to be confident in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we see the plight of liberty, but is it not strange to you? We see the troubles of liberty and our hearts are moved. But in your heart this morning as you sit, some of you are also filled with peculiar problems of your own. You know, there used to be a show in Nigeria when we were growing up. They called it The Rich Also Cry. As Ekpe has his problem, so does Laurel, Maryland, and Hyattsville. And I don't know what burden brings you to church. All I know is that our adversary, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. The Lord Jesus that solves the problem of these villages and hinterlands in their peculiar way, I'm happy to say, is also in our ultra-modern world to solve our problems and to help us. We say to them to set their gaze on Christ. My encouragement this morning is, set your gaze on Jesus. Believe in his word. I don't know what the challenge is, but I do know that the same Satan that is in Indonesia and China and North Korea is also fighting saints. He has stolen some of our peace. Many of you know here what is making you afraid. You know, at times we are running when nobody is chasing us. And that's it. That's the theory, the formula of the toothless lion, to scare, to devour, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus brings peace. I'd like us to go through a few scriptures and then we'll close this morning. Someone should open to John chapter 5, verse 31, 32. We want to see the nature of Jesus. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 to 14. 1 John 5, 31 to 32. John 5. 31 to 32. I just want us to read some simple words from the Lord Jesus Christ and scriptures and take them home with us. The first one, John 5, 31 and 32. And Matthew 18, 10 to 14. Someone should please read for us. John 5, 31. Are you sure that's correct?
If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season of rejoicing in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me.
Josh, sorry, I messed up. It's not John 5. Someone should read Matthew 18, 10 to 14. Sorry, I'll give you another one to read. Matthew 18 from verse 10. What is that?
See that you don't look down on one of these little ones. Here is what I tell you. There are angels in heaven are always with Father who is in heaven.
2:14.
What do you think? Suppose a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away. Won't he leave the 99 sheep on hills? Won't he go and look for the one that wandered off? What I am about to tell you is true. If he finds that sheep, he is happier about one than about the 99 didn't wander off.
Here's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to you. And I don't know how long some of us here may have been seeking the face of the Lord. And maybe some of us here may have been thinking maybe the Lord no longer remembers and he remembers other people but not you. Here's Christ here, and I need you to pay careful attention to what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying here. He said, if a man were to have, I guess, a shepherd, 99 sheep, and one gets lost, one wanders off, one is hurt, what is he more concerned about? Is it about those who are doing well or those who are not, the sheep that is lost? Which one? The chances are that the good shepherd leaves those who are well and goes after those who are troubled. I don't know the state of your mind this morning, but this scripture really comforts me personally. In those instances when Satan makes us feel as though God no longer remembers you, that he remembers every other person but you. When you're looking in-house at the 99 sheep that is doing very well, I want you to know, to remember the words of Jesus saying, what do you think? If there's a shepherd that has okay sheep, and as much as one of them is hurt, or one of them is lost, which of these sheep do you think that shepherd cares most about? If your heart is downcast this morning, if there's a bump in the road of your worship, if you think probably the Lord no longer remembers me and I'm a lost sheep, if you think I'm alone, if you feel like that lone sheep, I want you to remember this scripture so that your heart will remember the compassionate and loving Savior. That a sheep gets lost, that his children will be hurt, is something that Jesus Christ predicts. But he says, behold, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We have a loving and compassionate Savior and a Lord. And it's especially important for you to remember this. Because at times, things will happen to you. You may be the sheep that appears to be wandering off. You are wondering whether you are still in the fold of God or whether you are under in the influence of his mercy and his compassion. But the Savior is seeking you out every moment. Because he's particular about those amidst us that hurt. He's particular about those amidst us that have challenges. That's the nature of the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. I'm not a hireling. I'm not a hired hand. He said, the hired hand really does not care what happens to the sheep. The hired hand is more concerned about the fat sheep, but not the good shepherd. So I want you to remember that. We don't know when, but it's comforting to know that no matter the circumstance around you, the Lord Jesus Christ will seek you out. When Christ came to us, he knew we were weak. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says that the Lord commended his love, proved his love to us, because it was when we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the nature of the love of God for us. So I don't know what it is in your heart that Satan will be saying, that behold, my help is no longer found in the Lord. I want to reassure you that the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ is that he seeks you out and he will find you. The Lord did not love us because we are strong. He did not love us because we were righteous. He loved us in spite of our nature, and he still does. So don't let your heart be troubled or discouraged. Let's continue to trust him, especially in that area of challenge that you may have. Matthew 9, another person should please read Matthew chapter 9. I just want to read some scriptures and close this morning, just to encourage our hearts. From verse 9 to 12. Just listen to this story carefully.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he says unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And the Pharisees saw it, and said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn that meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
We all know this story, but do we all remember it? The Lord was walking by and he saw a man who was a tax collector. And he decided that of all of the homes in Israel, that was where he was going to have dinner. And of course, the religious establishment wondered why the Lord would pick someone who obviously did not measure up to the standards. And the Lord told them this thing that I think all of us ought to remember. He said, He's going to have mercy and not sacrifice. This man was climbing a tree. This man did not feel he was qualified to call on the Lord. He did not feel like an Idahosa. For those of you who know Idahosa, he did not feel like Brother Bumi. You know, like he didn't have pastor in front of his name. He did not feel like Brother Peter, you know, the prayer warriors. Right? Like Sister Buki, you know, like Sister Bolanle. The man felt like Debo, you know, just sitting at the back every time. Sitting, yeah, our back row, Pastor Jokosiwaji. You know, that was the man, you know. And the Lord decided that day, that was where he wanted to have dinner. And then those who thought they knew how the Lord would operate went, of all the homes, why would you choose that home? And his answer is peculiar. He said, I will have mercy. May the Lord deal with you in terms of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but you need to always remember that our God is a merciful God. When all else, no matter what you feel at this moment, I want you to know that Jesus deals on the basis of mercy. He chooses to have mercy. No matter how long, this man had been striving to meet with Jesus Christ and he did not feel qualified, right? I don't know whether you've been praying and you just feel you're not qualified. I want you to remember the answer of Jesus Christ there. Say, I deal on the basis of mercy. May the Lord have mercy on you. So when you leave church today, essentially, I want you to know there's no man that is qualified. I want you to know that you have a Redeemer who cares for you more than you possibly can know. And let your prayers change. One day you will meet with the mercy of the Lord and His peace will come into your life. This man, Matthew, the tax collector, met with the Lord Jesus Christ. You must retain the hope in your heart, lest you begin to believe in other things or begin to look to other gods, that one day, the same Jesus that called Philip, the same Jesus that called Andrew, that called Peter, will also see you on that tree and call you. Now, all of these passages are written in the Bible, and they are there to help us to know the basis with which Jesus deals. I always remember this. I always try to remind myself, because people in our day-to-day activities, we lose our peace, and in the battle, and we fight many battles as saints. And I want you to know that every battle is designed to make you lose your joy in the Lord. Satan designs every battle so that we will be from pillar to post and running about things and never have peace until Jesus comes. And may I remind you, Mommy, you're 80. If I tell you to begin to recount your battles, I'm sure we wouldn't live today. It never stops, and until we see Jesus come, it will never stop. These ones don't have much, but they are beginning to see battle. Submitting your homework, is it not battle? When you come home and your daddy says, why are you having an A instead of a B instead of an A? Is it not battle? Poor Joshua is beginning to have battle in his life. And those are minuscule battles. It will never end. I've seen my daughter look at me under the weight of my expectation of her. You have to do well. I don't have money for a scholarship. You have to do well. Straight A's. I don't want to see B's anymore. So the little child that used to be free is beginning to experience battle. Now she has. There was a time she didn't need to pray. The Lord said to his disciples, don't worry. They will soon fast when I'm gone. I'm still with them. They don't need to fast. There was a time where everything she needed I gave. Now I have expectations of her. Now she's having problems. It has begun. And it will not end, because when she stands in the position that I'm in, the challenge now changes. It's now, how will it be well with my children, Lord? What legacy will I leave? When they call for that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 tuition, how will I find it? I need to have my mortgage paid off. I'm getting married. I need money. Always trouble. Always. All of these are designed, if we do not cast them upon Jesus. He said, cast thy cares upon me. The formula with Christ, I want you to listen to this statement because we are going to finish in 5 minutes. Cast thy cares upon me. Cast thy cares upon me. For what? For I care for you. It's a very simple formula. We sing this song that I like. That song that says, take it to the Lord in prayer. Can do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll guide and shield thee. Thou we find a solace there. As I search all over the scriptures, I look for places where he says, it will be well with you when you have labored and prospered and sweated. And there are a few places. But increasingly, what I find is the promise of God for his saints is, do not worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what the future holds. Leave the Gentiles to worry about this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and I will add everything to you. It's very difficult. It's the easiest and the most difficult thing to do. Cast thy cares. Come unto me. The Bible says in the chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 verse 3 to 8. Doesn't sound like chapter 12. Matthew 11, 28. And I will give you rest. Let's go there. Let's read that scripture. I love that scripture so much. Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Saints of the Lord, I just want us to leave church today knowing that we have help. I want us to leave church today leaving some of that burdens on Him. I want us to leave church today being able to go through our labors without strife. I want us to leave church today knowing that since He called us, He will preserve us. I want us to leave church today, you know, leaning on Jesus a little bit more. Be anxious over nothing, but with everything. So He acknowledges that there will be issues that will make us anxious. Right? The problem is we remember and we see and we feel these issues, but we don't remember the promises or the method that He said. But in all things, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, just let me know the problem. And the peace of God that passes all human understanding will guard your heart. I want to challenge you this morning to the love of God. Mommy, brothers and sisters, I want you to recall how many battles in this relatively younger life we've fought already. How many times we've come to crossroads and we thought there could not be a way out. I want you to call to remembrance the deliverance of the past so that the challenges of the present will be put in context. Ebenezer, thus far, as the Lord brought me. I want you to know and remember that when we stand and proclaim the faithfulness of the Lord, we are not telling a riddle. Because you can point in your own lives the bridges that you have crossed with Jesus Christ. So before we layer any other doctrine and teaching on top of that, I first want all of you to be assured of the love that shines and stands even when we are going through tough times, the love that God has for you. And this is what every preacher has been challenged to keep you in remembrance of. The arm of flesh, all those memory verses will not help you, but the knowledge of the love of the Lord will help you. The three boys that went into the fire, they were assured of the love of God. I want you to be assured, not because of who you are, like that tax collector, but because of who He is. So when you go out today, I hope you will not need another help or another friend, because you have in you one who is greater than he who is in the world or than any challenge that you may have. This is the truth. Without this, he said, I would have fainted, the psalmist said, if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The time it takes for me may be different from you. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, He will sustain you. That's the message for this morning. Reach out to Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going home now, but before we go home, let me tell you something that I saw in Nigeria. People, I don't want to do rumor. You know, I don't want to do rumor. But we need to pray and we need to watch. We need to watch and we need to pray. So you see, I was in this service in Nigeria, and I thought I'd seen it all right. And it was Independence Day, you know, October 1st, and the color scheme was Folake's color, green and white. She obviously did not get the memo, but there should be white. And I went there, and I do not say this to mock. I say this so that we'll be careful. In this church, we have our own that we're dealing with. We backslide in degrees. So it was about a 5-hour service. I stayed for 2.5. And at the end of the 2.5 hours, I left when I had. Now the ushers have gone around and they've selected the best dressed person today. And we're going to call out that best dressed person to receive an envelope of money. Well, I thought you would say that. Right, because you all think there's possibly nothing that Brother Wally wants to say that we have not heard before, right? Me too, I thought I'd heard it. And if you think that you're better dressed than the person that's about to be called forth, come forth and challenge the person for the envelope. Be careful. Be careful. Oh, Brother Peter, you watch all these things now. Even you are surprised. Yeah, I told you. You know, there's that Yoruba song, okay, more, 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 you know, that kind of thing. Examine your life. That is A level wrong. What about the O level wrong in our lives? What are the things that the Lord will not permit, that we're beginning to permit in our lives? Let us watch and pray that we don't fall into temptation. Everybody in that church loves the Lord. But at some point, no matter how much we love the Lord, once we stop looking at His Word, once we stop allowing our Christian walk to be governed by the directions and instructions of God, but rather by our needs or our own wisdom or our predilections, we will backslide. It's not rocket science. Lord, help us to go in peace. Give us peace. Father, as we enter into our respective workplaces, your voice succors us as we come across people who will challenge us, derail us, situations this week where there seems to be no way out. Father, I pray that your word will be in us. When fear grips our hearts and anxiety, I pray, Father, that you give to us the strength to stand by you. Let us not shame you by a weakened faith. Please make a way for everybody here. Let them have peace. Let all of us have peace in the midst of the storm. We pray for healing for Brother Bumi. Total and complete. Let our children be joyful. Every trial, you said, Lord, that they will come. I pray, Father, that you will fight our battles for us, that we may return truly glorifying you, that our confidence in Christ may be built up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Let us share the grace. Oh, okay. We'll take this hymn then. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Sin shall not have dominion over us. We are no longer under the law, but under grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.